BJ and Jamie.
What is Secret Sister? I'm not sure I know.
Well, it's where every woman about this time of year gets to thinking that, oh my gosh, if I send a gift of $10 to this little scam, then I'll get 36 gifts back because all my friends are on it. It's called Secret Sister.
It's one of those.
Yeah, but what happens is some of your friends will be like, I'm doing it. And you see the list of people that are on it, and you're like, oh, those are all my friends, so I know it'll be legitimate. They'll all participate.
So this is Facebook?
Yes, and okay. It's the post often promises participants 36 gifts in exchange for one present valued at $10.
So you do $10.
Yeah.
And that puts you in the pool that you're on a list, and you're going to receive 36 gifts back. But you get squat. You get nothing, right?
Yeah, no.
Where's the money go?
Cambodia or something? I don't know.
Nigeria,
right, not Cambodia. Why Cambodia? Why did I do that one?
I don't know.
That one is just
maybe they don't have the web.
I don't know.
Nigeria, though, they're famous for this.
You'll see this. Who wants to play a secret gift exchange? I don't care where you live. You're welcome to join. I need at least 6 girls to participate. And then all your friends will see that, and they're like, I'm in. And then it just goes away.
Who falls for this stuff? I mean,
probably the same girl that thought that a postman had 1,300 children.
Oh, you.
I mean, well, I don't send money to people I don't know and all that stuff, but I guess you're right about the...
About the what? a little louder if you don't mind.
1,300
all
kids.
Fake, huh?
All fake.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah,
well, hey.
All right, but Secret Sister has been around for quite a while, right?
Yes.
You would think that
it always pops up this time of year.
Well, you would think that something like that that's been around for a long, long time, that people would be on to this scam. How do you find new dummies?
It says the Better Business Bureau wrote in 2016 that the pyramid schemes are illegal. This is back in 2016 even. By mail or social media, if any money or other items of value are requested with the... So if you hear that you're going to get back all this stuff for $10, it's not real. Okay?
It's the old adage. What is it? If it sounds too good to be true, then it's not.
Then it is. Then not that it's not.
If it sounds too good to be true,
then it is. Yes.
It is too good to be true.
Yeah, not that it's not.
Oh. Well, I don't know. I was asking a question. Is that the way it goes?
Oh, but then no. The answer is no, it doesn't. And
no, you said the answer is.
I'm playing with
you. That's what you just said. It is. It is, right?
Yeah, whatever you said is fine.
Secret Sister, big old scam.
Big, huge scam. Hmm. I don't either. You know, we've talked about this. It comes up every once in a while where people get scammed on the internet, and it just seems like it's so talked about. Well, I guess it's like teachers having relations with those little kids.
I guess so.
You know, we're like, why would they do that? They always get busted.
Yeah, the word's out there. You know that it's wrong, and you know that you're going to go to jail if you get caught, but still, you're sending your nudie pictures.
Exactly.
So, you know,
and you know
no
what?
Sense.
Guess what? A little 17-year-old is going to tell.
Huh.
They're going to tell. Remember? You said it best. You have some dudes in the locker room that are like, whoa, Mrs. Smith totally sent me her boobs. You don't think they're not going to share that?
There was a kid in high school. He was same age I was at the time. He was 16 years old. And he was seeing one of the teachers. She had just started at the high school. And man, did this kid brag about
it. How popular
was
he?
Then, even then, when the word got out, nobody seemed to care. Nobody even gave her rats, you know what?
And you were jealous.
You know, and he was the star of the school because she was smoking hot.
Yeah.
Just out of college, first year teaching.
Wow, you remember a lot about her.
Yeah, I do. I remember her name.
Oh. What was
I do?
Well, don't say.
Well, I don't want to say her name because
how
she's
about her
out
first
there.
Name? Do you have her first name? Or?
Sharon.
Her name was Sharon.
And she was sixth grade.
That sounds hot.
No, wait. She did math. She taught math.
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She knew how to add, multiply, divide.
She knew
it all.
I understand the math terms. Thanks.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying that he walked around, and it's still that way today. If you've got a 16-year-old kid, a boy especially, and he's... Yeah, with one of the he's going to brag about it.
Somebody's
you're going to get caught.
Now, can I ask you something? Because this show always confuses me. How did we get from Secret Sister to teachers that are stupid kids? I'm just trying to.
I'll have to go back and listen to the tape. You know, I'll have to go.
I just don't know how.
Somebody will remind us. God, our memories are so bad.
Well, I just don't
know.
I was like,
and I don't know how we stepped across that.
Because I looked down and it says secret sister because I wanted to bring it up. And then I was like, wow.
We were doing scams.
Teachers with.
And then we were doing getting caught.
Yeah.
Oh, getting caught in a scam. It's a lot like teachers.
Oh my God.
Getting caught in a scam is a lot. See, this show makes sense.
So good.
CJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. 105.9.